डॉक्टर साहब आप सामने आइए, गिव मी सर, रीड, यू हैव नो अदर बुक, सर लास्ट संडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग अबाउट सनातन गोस्वामी मीटिंग विथ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु. सनातन गोस्वामी वॉज द फाइनेंस मिनिस्टर ऑफ नवाब हुसैन शाह, दी देन पठान गवर्नमेंट ऑफ बंगाल. So he resigned his office. The Nawab was reluctant to give him release. He was arrested, but somehow or other he released himself by bribing the superintendent of jail, and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Banaras or Varanasi. And for 2 months, he gave him instruction how to spread Krishna consciousness. So approaching the Guru, Sanatana Goswami, his submission was that people in general, they talk of me as very learned scholar. He was very good scholar in Sanskrit, in Arabic and Persian language, because he was minister, very responsible post. So, and he was born in Brahmin family, Saraswat Brahmin family. So naturally, he was supposed to be very learned scholar, Pandit, Brahman Pandit. Still, we address a Brahmana as Panditji. Never we address a Brahmana as Murkhaji. So, that is the etiquette. Brahman means he must be very learned scholar and a very advanced devotee. Brahman Pandit, Brahman Vaishnava. These are the qualifications. A Brahmana. So naturally, he was addressed as Panditji, but he denied to accept that he is actually Pandit. So he submitted that Gramma Bhavahare Kahoe Pandit Satya Kori Mani Aponar Hitahit Kichunahi Jani. That people, they address me as Pandit, but I am such a Pandit that I do not know what I am. This is the position of everyone. Everyone is very much proud of his learning, scientific knowledge, and so on and so on. But if you ask him, what you are, I am Indian, I am Brahmana, I am Kshatriya, I am American, this is the answer you will get. But that is, I am not this body. This is the beginning of Panditya. This is the beginning. Bhagavad Gita teaches in the beginning, this primary lesson that you are not this body. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumara jubana manjara tatha dehantara prapti dhirasattva namayat. So, this is the problem. Dehatma buddhi. Identifying oneself with this body. that is condemned in the Shastra. Jasyatma buddhi kunapi tidhatuke sadhik kalatra disi bhomaidya. Saiva gokhara. Anyone who is identifying himself with this body is no better than the cows and the asses, animals. This is the whole Vedic civilization is based on this principle that one has to learn, first of all, that he is not this body. Then further advancement. If one keeps himself under this misidentification that I am this body, he remains an animal. So, Sanatana Goswami submitted to his guru. This is the actually a necessity of approaching a guru. Not that guru should be approached for some material gains, for some medical help. Guru Maharaj, I am suffering from this disease. Give me your blessing. And he gives some powder and he are cured. So for this purpose, there is no necessity of guru. You can go to any medical man. Then he can help you. Why should you search out a guru? But that has become a fashion. For some material gain, they would go to guru. And if the guru can manufacture gold, then what to speak of? This is going on. But Shastra does not say that you should approach a guru for some material benefit. No. Tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu shreya uttamam. You should approach a guru. What purpose? Jigyasu. If you are inquisitive, jigyasu. What is that jigyasu? Athato brahma jigyasa. This is a Vedanta. Jigyasa, inquiry, means not for any other purpose, any political, social, all this. So many things are there in this material world. But real jigyasa is brahma jigyasa. That is the Vedanta Sutra begin. So, the same thing is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam, because Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural comment on Vedanta Sutra. When Vyasadeva was not satisfied, even after giving the Vedanta Sutras, Brahma Sutras, then his spiritual master advised him that you write something simply on the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of God. Otherwise you cannot be satisfied. Then he, on the basis of Vedanta Sutra, he wrote a commentary, Bhāsyaṁ Brahma Sutrānāṁ. Therefore in each end of chapter of Bhagavatam, he'll find Brahma Sutrasya Bhāsvayam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is the natural comment on Vedanta Sutra by the author himself. So the Vedanta Sutra says athāta brahma jigyāsa. Unless one is inquisitive to understand about Brahma or the Supreme Spirit, or the basic principle of our life. Indriyani pararahu indriva paramana manasustu paro buddhi buddhestu japara. So, Brahma means generally we are identified with this body. Body means the senses. We take prominent the senses. Whole world is going on the sense perception. Sense gratification. So indriyani parara. The indriyas are very prominent in materialistic way of life. Indriya bhava paramanaha. Then above the indriyas, there is the mind. Just like philosophers, psychologists, or scientists, who are thoughtful, thinking. they are also on the mental platform. The ordinary man, they are on the bodily platform, like animal, sense gratification. And little higher than that, Indriyani para rahu, Indribha para mana, those who are on the mental platform. But mental platform will not help us. It is said, Manorathena asato dhavato bahi. Manorathena, if one is on the mental platform, naturally he has no higher information. He glides down again to the material platform. Rava bhaktasya kuto mahadguna manorathena asato dhavato bahi. So, simply mental speculation, the whole world, the scientist. They are working on the mental platform. Therefore, today they fix up, this is the conclusion, and tomorrow another conclusion, because it is mental platform. So above the mental platform, intellectual platform. And above the intellectual platform is the spiritual platform. And that is called Brahma platform. So tathāt Brahma jignas. One should be inquisitive on the spiritual platform. That is success of life. Therefore, Sanatana Goswami is submitting that actually they address me as Pandit, but I am not Pandit because I am on the mental platform and the sensual platform, not even intellectual platform. And above that intellectual platform is the spiritual platform. So, the Shastra says that one should be inquisitive on the spiritual platform, athāt brahma jigyāsu. Tasmād guruṁ prapadyeta jigyāsu śreya uttamam. Uttamam means spiritual. Tama means material. And jyoti means spiritual. So Vedic instruction is tamasi mā jyoti gama. Don't remain in the dark material platform. You just approach the spiritual platform. These are the Vedic civilization. One should be inquisitive about tasmāt guruṁ prapadyeta jigyāsu śreya uttama. Ut means udgatam. Transcendent. There is no tama, there is no darkness. So, uttamam, that is uttam. This word uttam, uttam means not of this material world, beyond this material world. That is called uttam. So, if one is inquisitive about the spiritual world, jivasya tattva jigyasa, that is tattva. Vadanti tat tattva vidastatyam jad jnanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti sad. Everything is there, and we are trying to present them in our so many books. Unfortunately, we are not interested. That is another thing. Anyway, so a guru is necessary for him, not for some ashirvad for curing some material disease or getting some gold. No, he has no necessity for guru. Guru is necessary for that person who is inquisitive about understanding Brahma. Jīvasya tattva jigyāsā. So, the Sanātana Goswāmī came to Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, accepted him as guru, not for any material benefit, because he was minister. Taktva churnamasi samandala patisaneng sadha tuccha. He gave up his position, very high position. What is that? Asesa mandala patisaneng. Because he has minister, his associates, his friends, his business was with big men of the state, mandalapati. big zamindars with kings, big ministers with so on. Everyone is big. But he preferred to give them up. Tattva turnam asesa mandalapati saning sadat tuchava. Now, what is the use of this association? Sadat tuchava. Bhutta dinaganesa ko karunaya kopina kanthasito. And he preferred to do something beneficial to the public. Bhutta dinaganesa ko. Then the public, general public. Nana shastra vicharanaika nipuno saddharma sanghasthapako. This was the business. Not that he was very busy while he was minister, and when he retired, he became a dull and sat down in one place. No. Nana shastra vicharanaika nipuno. He was studying different types of literatures and scripture. Why? Saddharma sanghasthapako. Just to establish real purpose of religiosity. Saddharma sanghasthapako. These are the qualifications of this Goswami. So this Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami, they were the principal disciples of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Six Goswami, Sirup Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Sijim Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunath. All of them are very, very big stalwarts, scholars, ministers, rich men, jamindar. They all joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to help him to spread Krishna consciousness. It is not a sentimental movement. It is meant for the learned scholars and highly situated person. The Bhagavad Gita is also that. Krishna says, the Bhagavad Gita was not meant for any third class man. Rajarshi. Great kings, at the same time saintly, not kings of the present day. Saintly kings, Rajarshi. So, these Vedic literatures, they are meant for the high class man. Brahmanas, Kshatriyas. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, so merciful, that he has made a process that anyone can take it. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Therefore his name is Patit Pavan. In this age, everyone is fallen. Everyone is fallen, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called the deliverer of the fallen. Patit Pavan. Patita Pavana Hetu Tava Avata Mosama Patita Prabhu Napaiveya. This is the approach. One should approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed to advance in spiritual consciousness. One should be very humble me. That is the instruction of all scriptures. One should not be falsely puffed up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, tinadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadhari. One should be tolerant. So anyway, this Sanatana Goswami, he is approaching Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very humbly and tolerantly, putting himself that he is fool number one. Gramo vyavahare kahoye pandit. These general people, they do not know what is a pandit, but they call me Pandit Ji. But actually I know what kind of pandit I am. I do not know what I am. Gramma Bhavare Kahaya Pandit Satya Kariman. So his first proposal is Kiyami Kane More Kane Amaya Jari Tapatva. What is my position? What I am? I do not want to suffer, but in this material world, three kinds of suffering are always there. and they are giving me trouble. This consciousness is not there. People have become so dull-headed that they are always suffering by three kinds of suffering: adhyatmik, adhibhautik, and adhidaivik. Still, they are thinking they are very happy. This is called Maya. This morning you were discussing. Avaranatmika Shakti. Maya has got a covering power so that everyone, even is a cat and dog, he is thinking that he is very happy. This is Maya. Nobody can be happy in this material world. That is the fact. Why? Krishna says, the creator of this world, he says, dukkhalayam masasatam. It is the place for suffering. How you can be happy? It is meant for suffering. But people are thinking they are happy. Or if they make this plan executed, then they will be happy. You see, nobody is happy. Big politician, they plan so many things. Unfortunately, they never become happy. And we have got many examples we do not wish to discuss. But it is a fact that this place is dukkhalayam asasatam. The great authority Krishna says, and here is a realized soul, Sanatana Goswami, he says that why I am subjected to so many miserable conditions. This is a fact. Dukkhalayam, this alayam, this place, is for suffering, dukkhanam and asasatam, and you cannot stay here for a long time. Even if you think that it is a very happy place, you will not be allowed, dukkhanam, asasatam. So actually it is not the place for enjoyment, but under the spell of Maya, we are thinking that this is a place for happiness. And what is that happiness? Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mituchham. The happiness is based on sex life. Maitunadi, that's all. This is the material. Therefore, everywhere within the universe, you will find the plan of happiness on the sex life. I try to enjoy on sex life. Then on account of sex life there are children, so I try to make them happy. The same sex life, the grandchildren, the same sex life. Because we do not know anything else. Janamaitunadi grihamedi sukham mitucham kandayane nakarayu ribadukham. So that is not happiness. Happiness is different thing. Sukham mattam tingangajatat. Atindriya grahyam. If you want happiness, that is spiritual happiness, not material happiness. So, when he submitted the why I am suffering from these threefold miseries, adhyatmik, adhibhautik, so that is real approaching of the spiritual master. The why I am suffering. Not that give me some mantra and medicine, I become happy. No. The question should be, just like if a person is serious to consult a physician, not that immediately give me some tablet, I become happy. No. The root disease must be treated. That is the relationship between the patient. So, Sanatana Goswami is intelligent person. Most intelligent person. He was minister. Without being very intelligent, one cannot be minister. So he said that, why I am suffering? What is my position? What I am? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, directly, Jiver Sarupaya Krishner Nitya Das Krishner Tatastha Shakti Bhedabhed Prakash Sujjangsa Kiryan Jaiche Agni Jala Choy, Svabhavik Krishner Teen Prakar Shakti Hoy. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beginning the identification of the living entity from the end of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is demanding at the last instruction. Yeah, the most confidential part of knowledge I am giving you, my dear Arjuna, because you are my dear friend. So, what is that? Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. This is the most confidential part. It is not understood by general public, but this is the only knowledge. Sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ vraja. Krishna came, appeared on this planet for dharma samasthāpanārthāya. He did not come to establish the conception of Hindu religion and Muslim religion or Christian religion or this religion. No, real religion. Real religion. What is the real religion? To surrender unto the Supreme Lord. That is real religion. So, just like our real citizenship means that we surrender to the government regulation. Similarly, dharma means dharmantu sāksāt bhagavat pranītam. You cannot manufacture dharma as you cannot manufacture law at home. That is not. Now they are manufacturing and it is being supported. Jatama tatava. It is all right. It cannot be all right. Dharmantu sāksāt bhagavat pranītam. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme. Mayadhakshena pragiti suyate sacharacharam. Everything is being conducted under his instruction. The sun is rising exactly at time. Jasya agnya brahmati saṁ vṛtakāla chakra. These are descriptions of the Vedic Gita. Jachakshuresa savita sagala grahana raja samastha suramurti asesati ja. Jasya agaya bhramati sang vritakala chakra govindamadi puritam tamangaya. This sun, the most powerful planet within this universe, the eyes of the universe, jachakshuresa savita sagala grahana. Without sunrise, however expert you may be in science, you cannot see. Therefore, real eyes, the sun, any sane man will admit. Now it is darkness at night. Have any scientist, any instrument to show that everything is visible? No, that is not possible. The real eyes, this is subsequent, secondary eyes. We are very much proud of our eyes. That, can you show me God? Are you able to see God? What is the value of your eyes? As soon as there is darkness, your eyes are finished. And you are so much proud. Therefore, Vedic injunction, śāstra cakṣu syāt. You must be seeing everything through the śāstra, not with your these rascal eyes. It is nowhere. śāstra cakṣu syāt, tasmā śāstra vidhānattam, Krishna says. Jasāstra vidhimutsijya, the direction is the śāstra. You should see through the śāstra what is what, then you will be benefited. If you simply believe on your senses, the whole world, philosophers, scientists, say they are going on their own imperfect senses. Therefore, everything is ascetic. It is imperfect. It is not real knowledge. Śāstra cakṣuṣa. You should know things through the śāstra. Guru, sadhu śāstra guru bhakya. Tinete kuriya uiko. This is, if you want to know something, then it must be confirmed by sadhu, śāstra and guru. Then it is complete. And if you speculate, if you establish something under speculation, then it is not right. It is wrong. Therefore, Krishna, when he appeared on this planet, he last instruction was that sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ. You just surrender to me. After giving up all your mental speculation, so-called religious system, This is real religious system. So he left behind him the Bhagavad Gita. So open our eyes, but we did not take much care of it. Therefore, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya appeared. He is Krishna. He practically taught how to accept instruction of Krishna. Amar agnay guru haiya taro ei desh, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. He also appeared as devotee of Krishna. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can command. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaja. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as a devotee, ideal devotee of Krishna. Krishna Chaitanya. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gauratisi Namo. The Rupa Goswami offered his first prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are the Mahavadana avatar, most magnificent incarnation. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayati. Even Krishna could not convince people about his supremacy, but you are so kind that you are giving love of Krishna. Love of Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradayati. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the same Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is instructing Sanatana Goswami, what is the position, actual constitutional position of us? He says directly, same thing, jiver swarup hoy krishner nitya da. That is the real identification, that every living entity, jiva, we are jivas, we are eternally servant of Krishna. This is our position. But artificially, we are trying to become Krishna. A servant is trying to become master. They are misinterpreting the Vedic instruction, soham, aham brahmasmi. Yes, soham, aham brahmasmi, these are Vedic instruction. It is all right. So soham does not mean that you are the Supreme Personality of God. You are the same quality as Supreme Nitya Krishna Das. Just like a servant of a very big man, the king, he is not ordinary thing. Suppose a king, he is in the same palace, he is sitting by the side of the king, he is eating the same foodstuff. But still, there is relationship, the servant and the master. Although he is living in the same place, same eating, same everything, sometimes he is honored most, he is honored better than the master. So, swang means that I am the same spiritual self, but not as powerful as the Supreme Master. Krishna Das, he is a living entity, must always know that I am servant of God. And without becoming God, nobody can become servant of God. Without becoming fire, you cannot serve fire. That is the principle. But not that. Just like great fire and a small fire. The small spark fire is within the great fire. You cannot remain in the great fire. But the spark, even if it is very small, he can remain. So, the fiery quality of the big fire and the small fire is the same, but there is distinction of dimension, energy. Therefore, here it is said, jiver swarup hoy. We must know, this is our constitutional position. Artificially, we should not think that now I have become God. That is false. That is the last snare of Maya. Because Maya, in this material world, everyone is trying to become the chief man. Everyone. Everyone is trying to become minister. Everyone is trying to become a builder. Everyone is trying to become a big doctor or a big financier. Everyone. This is the struggle for existence here. Everyone, at last, when failed in everything, then he thinks of himself, I am God. This is the disease, material disease. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning, he impresses that you are not the master, you are the servant. If you don't serve Krishna, then you will serve Maya. That is your position. That is the position of everyone here in this material. They are serving the Maya. Prakite kriyamalani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara viburatma kartaham iti mannati. He is foolishly thinking that he is master. But he is always, 24 hours, he is being kicked by the laws of nature. But the foolish man cannot understand. Therefore, they have been called mura. Namang duskitana mura prapadante naram. He does not come to the sense that where I am master, I am servant of the dictation of Maya, the rules and regulation of material nature. Where is my master? See, this intelligence does not come. His thinking is still his master. He can control the nature, he can control everything. He is God, he is this, he is that. That is the misconception. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the very beginning of his instruction, he is saying to Sanatana Goswami that you inquired from me, what is your position? Kiyami, what I am? You are servant of Krishna. This is the first impression. Jiver Sarupa, Krishna Nitya Dar, Krishna Tatastha Shakti, Veda Ved Prakash. This is the great the philosophy. Achinta Veda Ved. That's like I have already explained now. Soham, aham brahmasmi. This is Veda Ved Prakash. I am the same quality, Krishna. I am the same Brahma also. But I am not the Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna. When Arjuna, he is Brahma. When he realized Krishna, he addressed him, Parabrahma, Paramdhama. Pavitram paramam bhavam. He never claimed equal with Krishna. That is not knowledge, that is ignorance. So, in this way, in Sanatana Goswami, we will understand his position, relationship with Krishna. And Sanatana Goswami, we shall understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. I hope we shall discuss later on further. Thank you very much.